Hey there, Piss Freaks. This is Tom Dekar here. Thanks for listening to the show. Before we get started, I want to tell you about our buddy John Bilancini and Brandon Reams podcast, 1994. 1994 is a pop culture nostalgia podcast. The first and third Friday of each month, Brooklyn comedians Brandon Ream, John Bilancini, and sound engineer Amy Bilancini welcome a comedian to discuss the TV, music, movies, and more from 1994. 1994 is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Podomatic, and can be found on Facebook and Twitter at 1994 Podcast. Check that show out. You heard John on our show. He's a great time, and you can check out Brandon's other podcast, The Nostalgic Front, also on Podomatic and iTunes. Check those boys out, and Amy. They're a great time. You're going to enjoy it. And without further ado, enjoy the show.
I got a Mac account for my email.
He's like, oh, you're all over that. Now, did I hear right that you're actually taking some, like, computer science classes? Is that true?
Yeah.
Right?
I want to, yeah, that's my next thing.
But there's certain places in culture that we know the phone should not be there. Like, the phone shouldn't be there at the gym. You know that. We know this. So one day I was like, how are we going to power the device? We're always going to run into this wall of people wanting more power. Why can't we have jackets that power the device? Why can't you wear power? Holy, what? Power. We need to do pow wear because you wear your power. What? How about that little wordplay?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, a podcast for people who like music that other people make fun of, or for people who just like shitty music and are okay with people having a good laugh at it. Tommy, how you doing there, pal?
I'm wearing my special Will.i.am branded pow wear suit.
Tommy McNam.
I was thinking about Will.i.am today, and it's not like that's a sentence.
Will.i.am. Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, will, period, I, period, am. None of those are sentences.
It's a Yoda ass.
It's not even Yoda. Yoda did a better job. Because it wasn't like Yoda was, like, putting periods after every fucking word. Like an idiot. God, let's get retarded in here. Is it time? I'm Tom Dekar, of course. The queen of mean.
Yeah.
The hump man himself. My humps. My lovely podcast bumps.
Martin Urbano's the guest.
Martin Urbano's here.
Hey, guys.
I had fun nicknames I wrote for you guys before, and then I forgot them, to be honest.
Irby?
Yeah, that's fun. You don't like it? Oh, God. Martin looks very disgusted by what you said. Take it back, Tommy.
Now, when Martin, you said you were doing Black Eyed Peas for the podcast, I had one question. Are you funking with us?
Tommy.
I remember making a joke to you about doing Black Eyed Peas on the podcast, and you said that'd be perfect. So then I had to.
Of course. I mean, it's right in the wheelhouse.
Oh, this
is
great.
Yeah.
So a lot of people come in to our podcast with bad ideas.
I want to do Radiohead.
I want to do. Yeah. Okay, computer makes me embarrassed that I listen to it.
I really want to do Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, wow.
You'd be shocked by some of the messages that I get. Like, even I hate to make fun of some of them that just messaged me, but I'm going to. A lot of these are good, so it doesn't really matter. Somebody wants to do POD, which I think is
That's
pretty
fine.
Fun.
Youth of the Nation.
We will likely be talking about POD at Limestone Comedy Festival in Bloomington,
Ooh.
Indiana. Come to Stand By Your Band Live, where we're going to do a battle of the bands. Eight comics battle to see which of the bands they picked is the worst or the greatest guilty pleasure band of all time.
It gets a little
or of
confusing.
The festival. Yeah, it's going to be tricky. We're probably going to clunk it up a lot, but you know what? We're going to have a good time. What made you choose Black Eyed Peas there, Martin?
Well, besides, I remember coming up to Tommy at a party and joking.
It was just that
it was
100% a joke.
I picked the songs and I stand by every yeah. song.
They're very fun to read about, the Black Eyed Peas. I mean, there's
I've
a lot of information
zero research
here.
About them.
That's what we're here for.
Songs, that's about it.
No, Martin, you don't have to do that. This is our job to ruin our day with information that no one should care about. before I read anything, I think that we all just in our brains have a lot of information about Black Eyed Peas, right?
Oh, they're a big part of the zeitgeist.
They've been a big part of the geist. They've been all over for a while. They're such a big band. They had their own video game. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, the Black Eyed Peas Experience. You just piss all over yourself on stage. Tommy ordered a million copies.
It's weird because you think you could just play one copy a million times.
No. You wanted to make sure that the industry knew this is the sort of shit that you wanted to keep coming.
That's
you know?
True.
No, they really do have a game. It's where you... I watched some video gameplay of it because, again, boy, what a waste of a day. I watched some gameplay of this video game on YouTube, the Black Eyed Peas Experience, and one of the things is you have to dance until you get like 50 followers, and then I was watching the dance you have to do, and it's literally just a guy pumping his fist in the air. I was like, man, if this gets 50 followers, damn, what wouldn't at this point? And you're also yelling white power. I think that that's how you get those followers.
Yeah.
No, I came into this with a lot of... I used to love Black Eyed Peas, to be honest. Who? No one's surprised by this. When Ella Funk came out, I was all about it. Me and my brother fought over that disc, that CD.
Wow.
Yeah. I was real into... I mean, Where Is the Love was their first, like, their first huge hit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back, they have some stuff pre-Fergie that apparently was pretty good. I found some of it for later we'll talk about. I found some of it, Martin. It's on Spotify. It's very easy to find. So I found some pre-Fergie Black Eyed Peas.
Bullshit.
Come on, Martin. I'm telling you, I really did. I looked it up and I found it.
Found what?
It's gonna be like those WMDs in Iraq. Keeps talking big game, but he's gonna find them.
No, I'm telling you, they exist on Spotify. You guys just need to start a war. We'll find them. A lot of people were saying like, oh, you gotta listen to pre/post for like a lot of people just hate Fergie. I thought Fergie was great. I was real into her.
She's
until that
part.
Whole piscopade.
that was my
one
favorite
thing.
Part.
That, yeah. What should we listen to? I feel like we should listen to the
let's
national
just listen
anthem.
To it. Oh, yeah. So she has a very famous bad national anthem. Have you heard about this? Have you heard this?
Have you seen this? It's been in the
I
news.
I listened to it. Let's play some and then.
Okay.
It's going to take me a second to pull it up.
Unleash.
Sway any. Yeah,
are you Byron Allen?
I wish.
All right, so this is Fergie drawing criticism for her performance of the national anthem.
And this is her singing the national anthem. It's not her drawing criticism.
No, this is her drawing criticism.
A video of her.
She's playing Pictionary. She's drawing criticism. I have to wait for an ad to play. All right, here we go.
See by the dawn's early light what so proudly wailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars. Through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangled?
I know. I keep wanting to skip, but it's too good. Players are laughing. Is it the NBA All-Star game?
And
So, Martin, what do you think about NFL players kneeling for the anthem?
kneel my ass. I will not. Man, do you think that she works for ISIS? And that was part of that was some terrorism.
It's a good recruitment.
What's so
you guys
funny?
Didn't like it.
What's so funny is that. That so many people, I remember that happening and being like, that's very bad. And I forgot that some people were like defending her and be like, you know what? She made a choice to do her own thing. And then listening
hey,
back
to
it, it's
make it indefensible. Don't, how dare you?
It is indefensible.
It's weird because it's like that arrangement is so bad that it shouldn't have gotten past. Like, even if she hit all the notes perfectly,
right.
It still would have sucked. You
Not
know?
Great. Yeah.
Like she does, she's really flat and it's like, it's very.
Hey, don't talk about her boobs.
Oh my god! But yeah, just like such a goofy, like jazzy, sexy. Like it's not a sexy song.
Yeah, but we are all boned up in here right now. I mean, it's pretty sexy, America.
My love making playlist, and that's what I call it.
Yeah, of course.
Only the national anthem, different covers of it. That's it. Yeah. That's on a loop.
I throw a happy birthday in there and call it a day.
How many songs you getting through?
Just that one. Half
See,
of that
I make
one.
It through 20, but they're
I'm
all
coming at right.
Mine are there. All vines. I make it through quite a few. Three. Quite a few. let's talk about it. Tommy. What is your familiarity with the Black Eyed Peas?
I do remember when Where Is the Love came out in seventh grade. Like distinctly thinking like this is the greatest song I've ever heard. Like this is the most powerful, like this could change the world.
I really felt like it healed the country.
We need
like,
it back.
JT got on board and between the four of them or five of them, they fixed it, you know? Yeah. Between Fergie, what's his name? His name sounds like Apple or something like that. Will I Am and the other guy.
The famous group.
They really solved all of our problems. Where is the love, you know?
Yeah, can you speak to that?
I don't know that song.
I wish that everybody would come on like this.
But no, I just mean like songs aside, where is the love just in our world today, you know?
I didn't expect such tough questions early on. I wish what's on? Is
this is Where Is the Love. I'm just playing it. Wait, didn't you pick this? Oh no, I just found this.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to skip
it. Pull up for your own race. Then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying. Children hurting, hitting, crying. Can you practice what you preach? And what you turn the other cheek?
People killing, people dying. Two of my least favorite things.
Yeah. But children crying, only thing that can get Tommy hard. Yeah, that really, I thought that was going to fix it all. I really did.
Two tracks later, then they just started saying retarded a whole bunch. And that made the country back the way it was.
It is shocking how fast that they were fine with that. I found an article, speaking of that, we should talk about it as it comes up. I knew it would come up quickly, but I found on the Wall Street Journal... I'm assuming this is an opinion piece. It's an article called Tarred and Feathered. Tarred spelled T-A-R-D. And it's somebody who's pissed off that they switched it from retarded to let's get it started.
Oh, I didn't realize that's what it was. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So,
it says, let's see. After John Edwards wrapped up his speech at the DNC, gushing about hip-hop in America. Wait, this says hip-hope in America, which I think is what he meant. The hip-hop group Black Eyed Peas hopped onto stage to keep the party momentum going with the funkified song, Let's Get It Started. But wait, one Funkadelic minute. Oh, that's not the name of the song. Hey, let's see.
How good was the economy that this is in the Wall Street Journal?
I know.
Everything really has to be going right for this to make the Wall Street Journal.
The lines were, everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid. Get retarded. Let's get retarded here. Ha. Let's get retarded in here.
Can we listen to it?
All right.
Yeah. Is it still on Spotify?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, I actually put it on the playlist. I knew this would happen.
Get retarded in here.
Is this National Anthem? It should be. And the bass keeps running. Here's a great bass line. Inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl is pulling me down. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned. Retarded, let's get retarded.
About your soul, implying that mentally handicapped people don't have souls.
I don't think that's what it's
implied.
No,
that's what they implied. You heard it here.
I mean, they didn't mean it literally.
I think they did.
Oh, okay.
Prove me wrong, Tommy.
Is this what we're both going to do the whole time?
Yeah. Stand by this, Tommy. Martin, prove me wrong.
I do love that they do the ha.
Yeah.
I like at the beginning she kind of sings it, and you're like, wait, was that? And then there's like a while before the chorus gets in.
Yeah. Oh, man. So this person's mad that the PC police took the word retarded
what
out
year
of
is
line.
This?
This is from 2014. It was a different time. Or no, I'm sorry, 2004.
Yeah, that wasn't a good time.
Man, this is 14 years ago.
That's I do like the idea crazy. That at a political event, he thinks that they still should have said retarded. Like John Edwards' campaign may suffer.
Now more than ever.
Oh, man.
He would have won if it was.
Yeah, he probably would have. I mean, wow. Look at Trump. Tommy supports him, but I don't get it.
God damn it.
He says, don't use the H word in this house. That's Hillary.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. That song is quite a bit of controversy. That I think that's their biggest. I think that's one of the biggest things people remember them for. I could be wrong.
I forgot that about them until I saw on Facebook people were really upset about it. I'm like, oh man,
wait, that's
I'm
what you
have to
remembered
defend this
about
later.
Them? Oh, you forgot about that.
So, yeah, I don't know. I
What are your memories with them?
You know, it's like. Your early stuff has got to be right, you know.
The thing is,
that's the first album, right?
No, that's the first one with Fergie.
Exactly. You know.
Also, Fergie comes in.
The thing is, a lot of people do think that she ruined them.
Fergie, you got any ideas? Just one. It was her only. She had a full notebook with one thing written down.
Let's go ahead and check in with Jared Thompson and hear his thoughts before we step on anything that he has to say.
Let's get Jared tarted.
Yeah, there needs no more setup than that. We're going to get Jared tarted. This is Jared Thompson from the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, and his thoughts on the Black Eyed Peas.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Black Eyed Peas. This is pretty open and shut here. Obviously, this band sucks. In reading through the comments, which I don't usually like to do, but, you know, admittedly, I know very little about this group. You know, I guess they were something different originally, and then they had Fergie join. I mean, I think, as has been covered, I'm sure by the time you get to my voicemail, you guys will have talked about how Let's Get It Started was originally called Let's Get Retarded, which is obviously just horrible. Like, I can't even imagine how that was even possible and how anyone could put on a Black Eyed Peas song after knowing that that's what they did. You deserve to be just laid in a coffin and just left there to die. Anyway, I don't really know anything about this band, so just Go along with your day. Thanks.
Wow. Jared's shortest voicemail for sure. So that was Martin, clocked in at 104.
What do you think of the death threat you just received?
Well, I mean, I think he just told you to lay.
I should just go die in a ditch. Shut it down.
Wait, did he say that he should die or just lay in a coffin?
He's lay in a coffin and die.
Oh, I see. What else I mean, yeah.
Lay in a coffin and die. That's what they should have done. Lay coffin, I'm dead.
Let's get in a coffin in here. Yeah. So that was Jared, short and sweet. You're right, we did talk about that. But thank you for what your new segment will be called, Let's Get Jared Tarted in Here. Some of the people on Facebook, a lot of people are defending them on Facebook, which I'm kind of shocked by. But it is that thing where it's like their first two were good. Let's hear some of the first two, because there were two songs that I saw that we need to listen to understand their first two albums and how great they fucking are. Joints and Jam was one that I saw listed as like something you got to hear.
Yeah. Chick-a-doom, chick-a-doom, chick-a-doom.
Yeah, that's the song.
That's the joint, that's the jam. Turn that shit up. Body poor sack, got brothers acting down, and they be acting down from the cut that's playing. People breaking neck from this demonstration.
Gotta say, I like that.
That is way different.
That's so, that's much better. And then this other song is Request Line. This I actually remember.
Call up the line. Call up the request line.
They're hammering home the title.
They do that a lot, it seems like. I don't think Fergie introduced that. That's Macy Gray of Bubble fame. Or wait, I Try fame.
Oh, yeah. I know that part.
I like to hear my favorite song on the radio. So I call and request it on the radio. Tell the DJ, spin it over, mix show.
How do you feel about that, Martin?
I wish I'd picked that one.
How do you feel about what Fergie did to your sweet boys?
I mean, I still stand by Black Eyed Peas plus Fergie. I won't listen to these ever again. They don't exist as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Here's something I think is interesting. People act like retarded. That song, Let's Get Retarded, was the first time they ever said that. But in this one, they're saying, call radio. Call radio.
Oh, my God. You fucking idiot. Yeah, they're not saying anything there, Tommy. Why don't you elaborate on your point there? Oh, my God. There's a theory that I saw in this on the Facebook thread that I'm very curious about. I should have looked more into it. It's our friend of the podcast, Jake Lentz, says, have you heard this wild theory that the Black Eyed Peas started out as a touring Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles act? Like they were signed by Interscope to tour and do kids shows for Pizza Hut, so their real identities never mattered. But once the TMNT thing ended, the label kept them on contract and made the Black Eyed Peas.
What?
I don't think that's true. From the things I read, they started in like 88. I don't think that they were. I'm gonna see if there's any other accounts of this happening, but I feel like
they're confused. That's the story for Hoobastank.
That's right.
They were a touring Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles band.
Oh, it's a Reddit theory.
Is it like some Mandela effect thing?
Probably. Yeah. That seems. I hate Reddit, man. this is no good. I don't even want to read anything from Reddit, to be honest. So I'm going to skip it. There's a lot of stuff here. First two albums are great, then they went to shit. Dave Metz says they brought back the word retard. We don't need to keep harping on this.
I don't want to say the word anymore.
Yeah, we're done. We've done it enough.
We're switching to funk now. That's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, what the funk?
See?
Yeah, it is fun.
The first two albums not include... Monkey Business is their third, then, is what they're saying?
I think that Monkey Business is...
No one knows.
Is not...
Least of all me.
I'm pretty sure Monkey Business is like number...
I thought it was their second, but...
It might be number four, unless... Because I think...
Far down.
Oh, shit. Where is this thing?
So by then, they were completely...
Yeah, Monkey
gone.
Business is number four. That
five
came out
in
2005.
Five of my six picks are considered very, very bad by everybody, even those defending the Black Eyed Peas. Okay, cool.
Yeah, no one likes what you've done here today so far.
Do you like Fergie's solo stuff?
Fergalicious?
Definition?
Get out of town with that.
Wait, you don't like it?
It's great.
Oh, get out of town and celebrate it?
Like on a vacation.
Oh, okay.
Vacations are good.
Get out of town with that doesn't mean what you think of me.
Oh, no. I do like it. I just looked up some of her songs.
Play one of them.
All right.
I love Big Girls Don't Cry.
I was going to say Big Girls Don't Cry.
It's a great
I really
song.
Like.
Let's make this a music heavy one since clearly
yeah.
we don't have a lot to talk about.
I don't know if it's good, but
oh, it's
I
great.
Like
this
it.
Is great.
I thought she was going to be a breakout.
This is the best part right here.
This is the part. Damn.
That's a banger.
I really liked that. I remember that used to play. There was like I had this apartment gym that I would go to, and it would be empty at like 10 p.m. and that song would come on. And I would crank it up. While
oh my god!
I like Glamorous too. This beat's hot. If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. Isn't that good? I love that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, taking a little page out of the what's her name book, the Bananas Lady.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the mid 2000s.
I mean, any lady could be the Bananas Lady in my book.
Oh no,
these broads out here.
For a while, women weren't encouraged to spell, so that was so they had big to. Certain.
Yeah,
that was the
Renaissance. I think that
yeah.
they're just proving it. I would love if somebody like
spelled a song and did it.
If they did
wrong.
It wrong, yeah, that would be really good. Why hasn't anybody tried that?
Wait, there's a crazy song we should find. I listened to this podcast about the history of country music called Cocaine Rhinestones, mm-hmm. and there's a song about an abortion where the background singers spell out the word abortion while she sings the verse. That's literally what they do.
Oh,
no, you're not in that melody, but yeah.
Oh,
I'm
going
to look it up. Well, you guys talk. I'll try to look it up.
Champagne.
I remember Fergalicious, that song. Well, it must have been middle school, high school sometime.
Uh-huh.
I was at a party and that song came on. I thought, let me really impress these girls by singing along all of the lyrics to Fergalicious.
That's pretty good. Did it work?
They gave me a kiss on the cheek. And
nice.
Then...
And then straight to head.
Damn.
One peck on the cheek and then
never heard from
unzip
again.
The pants.
I think they just felt bad for me. This guy's pretty started over here, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Kiss on the cheek.
It
Don't
started.
Tell my girlfriend.
I'm gonna have to tell her. I'm sorry, man. it's my code. I gotta close this Tarred and Feathered article. Let's see if there's any more Facebook thoughts. Matthew Broussard says they were just a bar mitzvah band that accidentally got huge. I don't think that's true either. Let's
I think they
see.
Became a bar mitzvah band.
Yeah,
right?
that's more thing. Like it. Yeah, that sounds right.
I got a feeling
is the ultimate.
That's the ultimate party
yeah.
song for
that's
people who are under 18.
The thing is, there's some... I mean, you put these songs on here. We can listen to one of your songs while Tommy does whatever the hell he's
I'm
doing.
I'm almost there.
You're about to come?
Yeah.
Okay, so you put Pump It. Well, let's listen to I Got a Feeling. Yeah. remembered, we have to talk about the fact that they were voted the worst lyrics of all time for the song My Humps. The specific lyric is, "My humps, my humps, my humps, my humps, my lovely lady lumps." Worst lyrics of all time, according to Time Magazine, an article that I read in Time. And it's also on Pop
Justice.
There's another... let's see here. Another one is the Peas beat off Stiff Competition from Nicki Minaj's inspired verse, "Jumpin' My Hoopty Hoopty Hoop, I Own That," which is actually amazing, it says in here. As well as Tayo Cruz's "Frankly Shit, Your Ass from the Side Looks Just Like a Coke Bottle." I think that one might be just as bad. Tommy's ass looks like a what's a bad bottle? He looks like a Capri Sun. I don't even know what that means. In that there's a straw sticking out of it. All right, that's enough of tonight's gonna be a good night. Wait, that's not what it's called. I got a feeling.
Okay, the song that I've been looking up for the last 2 minutes
doesn't exist.
No, it does. I know.
Oh, okay.
Can we do it?
Yeah, yeah. Hold
it's
on.
It's called "Hide My Sin" by right. Lorraine Mann and the Jordanaires.
Very excited.
It's gonna take so long to get it. Hey,
almost a little girl was born.
Me
or a little boy. That might have looked like you on a jet to New York State. Reckon it's the only thing to do. $300
hides
my sin. And I'm the one who. That's where he went. Never dreamed I'd see this day.
Let's get it started.
That's the song that made me want to move to New York.
New York, I love you, but my abortion.
No. Riff canceled.
Man, that was fucked
worth
up.
It? I just, you know, women spelling has been around for years.
When was that from?
2008.
I'll tell you one thing: we will be doing no further research that song.
I stand by that band. I changed my mind halfway through.
Stand by abortion, stand by there, buddy.
Oh.
Let's see. Black Eyed Pea member Apple the App described the song "I Got a Feeling" as a college anthem for people looking forward to escaping life's pressures by going out and having a ball. And I think they achieved it.
Well, they say college anthem when only 14-year-olds listen to it. Can you imagine putting that on at a college party?
I think I do remember it playing like when I was in college, like at bars. I remember I would go to this shitty bar where they had like dollar drafts of like good
beers. I
guess it
was like a bad sports bar kind of.
What the hell?
Yeah, like
that was my
loser
home bar.
Yeah, dipshit bar.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
No balls.
What the fuck?
Weird legs.
What the hell?
Stop sticking a bar.
I have fine legs. apparently there's a bit of Yiddish in this song, as
half-ass.
Will.i.am, what the fuck? Will.i.am sings "Fill My Cup," Mazel Tov.
Do we need you to read that?
We knew
Mazel Tov was Yiddish.
When he repeats the second time, though, Fergie replies, "L'chaim." And apparently, Mazel Tov is a Hebrew expression of good cheer, often used as a kind of toast to congratulate someone or wish them well. Well, there you go. The Peas may have picked up the phrases in their travels to Israel.
Oh, my God. Where they were part of the IDF.
IDF. IDGAF.
We're a political podcast here.
All right, let's should we keep listening to music here?
Yeah.
Let's listen to Pump It. Now this is a sick start to a song. I think we've heard enough of Pump It already.
We'll give you it guys should see the faces Martin's making.
He's into it.
He's a perv.
This is proof.
Black Eyed Peas are just about pumping you up, getting you having a feeling. You know, they're partying.
You know so little.
I like to party.
Apparently, this song is about turning up the music, dancing, going crazy, and just doing your thing.
It seems like the last song was about that, too.
It's a common theme for the Black Eyed Peas. Will I Am says, I was in Brazil doing some CD shopping. I came across this compilation and I thought it was one thing, but it turned out to be something else. The Dick Dale song Miserlou was in it. At first I was angry, this isn't what I wanted to buy, but then really that song is hot. I said we should do a song like this. I jump started the computer and made some beats on the train. Then we had to fly to Tokyo and I tightened up the beat on the plane. Then I recorded the vocals in this park in Tokyo. And that is the story of the song Pump It.
What a story. Wow.
Let's see. Yeah, people are pissed about the Miserlou thing.
Yes, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
That's the secret.
It's not a good sign when you can make something on the train.
Yeah. Yeah, the train. He's like not even got a seat on the train. Yeah, standing. Oh, man. These Black Eyed Peas. They seem to really have a theme going on here. I'm trying to think if I remember any songs other than Where's the Love. I feel like all their songs are kind of like this.
Yeah.
They're all like, hey, come on, party it up, fella.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, buddy.
To one of the other ones on there, which I can't remember the name of it. Oh, Going, Gone, Going, or Going, Gone.
Let's check
that
it.
Next.
All that's right. That's when they get artistic.
Oh, a bold claim.
Johnny wanna be a big star. Get on stage and play the guitar. Make a little money, buy a fancy car. A big old house and an alligator. Just to match with them alligator shoes. He's a rich man, so he's no longer singing the blues. He's singing songs about material things and platinum rings and watches that go blink. But diamonds don't blink in the dark. He a star now, but he ain't singing in front of heart. Sooner or later, it's just gonna fall apart. Cause his fans can't relate to his newfound art. He ain't doing what he did from the start, and that's putting in some feeling and thought. He decided to live his life shallow, cash in his love for material, and it's gone.
Gone, going, gone, everything gone, give a damn. Gone be the birds when they don't wanna sing. Gone, whoa. People, awkward with their things gone.
Awkward with their things. Is that what he says?
I couldn't. Hold on. Which part was that? I'm looking at the lyrics here. Yes, awkward with their things, he said.
That's how you're reckless with money, is you're awkward with
he
your
said,
things.
Gone people up awkward with their things. Gone.
That was the worst way to phrase that I could think of.
That
he
was,
wrote it on the train. Come on.
That was song. I think that was written by Jack Johnson and I think Will I Am.
And Fergie. Why are you by homeless? I was just really awkward with my things.
Awkward turtle. That's what I sleep on. It's my pillow. Here's a fun little question for you. Do you guys know what Will I Am's actual name is?
William?
Correct.
You've passed the test.
I honestly didn't think you'd get that. What's his last name?
Smith.
No.
You think his name is Will Smith?
That's why he changed it.
Tommy, you got any guesses?
Can you give me a clue?
Starts with an A.
Better clue.
It's either Andrews.
Andrews. That's my guess.
It's either
or the one you have to think about. The one you clearly
Andrews,
read. Or the
Adams,
one.
Alexson, or Arlington. What do you guys think?
Andrews.
Final answer.
Arlington.
Adams, you stupid pieces of shit.
Whoa.
I am a world-class actor. Hire me. Deadpool 3.
Yes.
Yes.
Deadpool would hate Black Eyed Peas.
Is that right?
He hates
He's
things
pretty
that
snarky.
Are normie.
Any guesses on what Fergie's actual name is?
Craig Ferguson?
She talks to that skeleton.
You can guess between Stacy Ann Ferguson, Sally Marie Ferguson, Susie M. Ferguson, or yeah, those are your three options.
Now, Susie M. was clearly based on my mom, Susie McNamara.
Susie McNamara Ferguson.
Fergie seems like a Sally.
Yeah?
That's her personality.
So Sally Ann was the second one.
Oh, I forgot that.
Second one was Stacy Ann.
Anytime you look up from the computer is a key. Is
I think
a...
it was Stacy now. Never mind.
I'm going to go with the first one.
You fucked up. Martin was right. I was trying to trick you again.
Damn.
I looked up to fool you, you idiot.
Wow.
Well, it's a pretty fun game. I mean, for me. Yeah, let's see here.
Should be a teacher.
It's really weird that he says he wants an alligator and then he wears alligator shoes. That seems fucked up.
He wants the alligator shoes to match with his pet.
But wouldn't that be
you
like that? Terrifying to the alligator?
Yeah.
You know, when you have a dog and you want dog shoes?
Think if I said I want a Tommy friend and a Tommy lamp. Tommy skin lamp. The first comment on this song is, why is everyone complaining? The lyrics are right there. Have you guys read them? I mean, really, I'm generally not a fan of Black Eyed Peas, and I have no problem accusing them of having some shitty, worthless songs, but I think they did a great job on this song because they didn't ruin the message at all. I don't really like it better than the original, but it appeals to a whole different spectrum of people, and the meaning stays.
And they know a lot
intact
about the spectrum.
Let's get on the spectrum tonight.
Yeah, that's how they try to fix it.
Somebody says it's funky yet calming and self-explanatory. People in Hollywood become shallow after they get all these materialistic things. Just like Tommy.
It's
right
true.
After we got a Patreon, he bought himself a toothbrush. You just love material.
It's true.
All right. Let's listen to another Black Eyed Peas joint. Are you enjoying yourself there yet, Martin? Are you having a good time?
I still haven't gotten over that die comment. Ever since then, I've been a little bit less interested in defending
them. Wait, you didn't
enjoy
that when you were told to sit in a coffin and die?
I feel bad. I wish I had known that that was their song. I thought it was like Outkast or something.
Oh, what is interesting is when you finish this playlist, an Outkast song starts, and when it started, I was like, oh, shit, I forgot that this was them. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's Outkast. Let's listen to... So we've listened to Pump It, and I Got a Feeling. We have not listened to...
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely little lumps. Check it out. I drive these brothers crazy, I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely, they buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana. Their money got me wearing fly. Girl, I ain't asking. They say they love my ass. And 7 jeans to religion.
I don't think this is that bad.
Oh, so bad.
Keep on taking. And no, I ain't taking. We can keep on dating. I keep on demonstrating my love.
Oh, boy. So, this song is about a woman with a great body and how she uses it to her advantage. Like
is that
all
what it says?
Women.
Oh, my God.
It features their yeah. Whatever.
Anytime,
she's got me spinning.
Oh, spending all your money on
fun In fact, I always thought that was spinning, not spending.
Spinning all my money?
Anyway.
This guy's awkward as hell with his money.
That's the fucking Black Eyed Peas universe. This is a prequel. Think about it.
Whoa. This is from Monkey Business. Let's see what else this song's. It features their female vocalist Fergie in a defiant sex kitten mode, teasing the guys, gawking her in the club.
Oh, who wrote this?
Threatening to start some drama. M. Urbano wrote this. Yeah, it's all you. Mom.
Her first name's Mom. It's very convenient. That's why she had me.
You should have been Son Urbano. Let's see. The song stood out for its lyrical inanity and proved that a good beat can overcome lyrics. I don't know if that's true, but I do know that this was all over the place. So there's brief moments of sincerity near the end of the song when Will tells Fergie, "Let's spend time, not money." He quickly starts singing about mixing her milk with his Cocoa Puffs, however, which is a reference to sex.
It is so funny to picture the guy sitting down and writing this. What website is this on?
This is on songfacts.com.
Wall Street Journal.
This is where we get most of our information. Will.i.am originally wrote this breast theme song for the Pussycat Dolls, who turned it down.
It does sound like a Pussycat Doll song.
Pussycat Dolls passed on this beat, I turned to a jam. That's a little Kanye reference for y'all who hate Kanye. The first comment on this is from someone named Simon Cowell. It says, "This is utterly fantastic. This is my favorite song to dance to when I'm out clubbing with Sunita. I also quite like to do the Jedward jump to So Macho. That's my teeth." It's a smiley face. We didn't need that.
Fooled again.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's so funny when people do this. "So music has gone down from the classics of Pink Floyd / Deep Purple / The Doors. I am such an avid follower of the old music, but when it parties, it's not the same when you dirty dance to a guy to Comfortably Numb. It's the situation. I mean, at parties, I listen to all the dance music." I thought that this was going to be somebody shitting on this song, but apparently they love it.
That is so weird.
That is not what I thought this was going to turn into. All right.
There's something in between Comfortably Numb and My Humps. You can find a middle ground there.
I think we have two songs left, and we should get to them. The next one is called Don't Funk With My Heart.
This song fucking sucks. Funking sucks.
Fun fact, I used to think this song was awesome.
Did you really?
I liked it. Fun fact, I still do. No, don't funk with my heart. Yeah. No, 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 don't funk with my heart. I wonder if I take you home. Question. I wonder if I take you home, would you still be in love, baby? In love, baby. Girl, you know you got me, with your pistol shot me, and I'm here helplessly in love and nothing can't stop me. You can't stop me once I started, can't return me once you bought it. I'm coming, baby, don't doubt it. This won the 2005 Grammy for Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group.
No.
It was their second Grammy.
Who were they up against?
Nobody else rapped
that was
that
the year.
There was no group.
The year Rap died?
It was the year Hitler was at the Grammy, so everyone else boycotted. Except the Black Eyed Peas.
This is our year. Oh my God. Bert and Ernie were featured this year. the girl part is sampled from 88 song Sally, That Girl. The I Wonder If I Take You Home part comes from the 85 song I Wonder If I Take You Home, which was the first hit for Lisa and Cult Jam.
And Lisa hates Apu, right?
Apu. How do you feel about Apu, Martin? Let's see. Some
don't
say,
get me started in here.
Some radio stations play an edited version of this song called "Don't Mess With My Heart." Of all the things to edit.
I always thought it was fuck.
Yeah.
I thought the whole time.
That's what they thought they were getting away with something. Yeah, they weren't. They were wrong. Prelude of this song is copied from the Hindi movie Don, starring Amitabh Bachchan. Let's see. I love this song. The music video is stupid and annoying. If you play it, it's one time too many. That's how it's spelled.
What is the video, I wonder?
I am also curious. I wonder if I can see it here. Oh, God, it looks dumb right off the bat. Let's see what... I just want to see what it looks like without... it's like a school dance here. Oh, no, no, no. It's like a reality show. It looks stupid. It doesn't matter. They wear stupid costumes sometimes.
Don't we all, though?
Don't we all wear masks? Yes. Tommy.
I posed it first.
You said costumes. All right. The last song on this playlist is a little ditty called Don't Lie.
Someone tell this to Congress.
Yeah. I know this will be growing when I be telling the fibs. Now, you said your trust is getting weaker. Probably because my lies just started getting deeper. And the reason for my...
Just given that line, we have to read the song fact. The only song fact about this song is about a man who lies to his girlfriend constantly. In the song, he basically tells her that he lies and that the lies are getting deeper. That's literally what he says. Not basically.
My signature, and I apologize for what I did to you, cause what you did to me, I did to you. No, 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 baby, no, 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 don't lie. No, 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 yeah, no, 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 you gotta try.
You can't have two songs that say no, 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 don't. You can't be the starting point for two choruses.
That song, that little part where it's like, what you gonna do when you... It reminds me of that City High song, which is a banger.
What song?
What you gonna do when you're gonna say
what
would
you do?
Wait, oh yeah, yeah. We should listen to what would you do instead of this? Just really quickly, and then we'll wrap this up.
Mark, what do you... Let me, before we get into the land in this plane, what do you listen to when you're just walking around? Like, what's a Martin Urbano headphone?
I mean, other than Black Eyed Peas over and over again, just Monkey Business, and I Got a Feeling.
And you have a Walkman?
That was actually the first album I had on my MP3 player was Monkey Business, because my mom got it for her birthday.
Mom Urbano? What,
yeah.
If you put this in my Walkman, I'd say Sit Man.
Damn. But like, what, do you like music?
I just listen to Stand By Your Band every Wednesday. I just ration it throughout the week. I listen to a lot of ironic songs.
Oh, interesting.
So that's why I like,
is that
like
right?
Stuff, yeah.
Let's unpack
like
that.
I like It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. That's like a fun...
I like that song.
People call it ironic. You know, that's what you guys are dealing with. What's ironic and what's real. And
the sacred and the profane.
And I'm really struggling with that.
Oh yeah, that is so. Yeah, you're still you do listen to that stuff. Ooh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
you ever go see some live music?
I would never. I saw the Black Keys once.
Oh,
I like the Black Keys
because you thought they were the Black Eyed Peas.
I was angry. I refunded my ticket after one song. But I went with a friend of mine, and I had a show after that that I think ended up getting canceled, so I like left the concert early.
Damn.
That was like the one time I went to see live music. I'm not good at it.
I saw Everclear once, and our parents... It was like one of my first concerts, and my parents had to pick me up after like two songs because of like when I had to go home. So it was like I got this ticket, I like went all the way downtown, and I saw them play like half of Father of Mine. I was like, gotta go.
That's all you need. Because you had a father. You're like, Father of Mine. Thanks for all that you've done.
Thanks for picking me up.
Oh man, let's listen to a little bit of. There's no point for us to do this. Yeah. I brought it up.
Play the abortion song again.
flow in the cup. About 5-6 strippers trying to work for a buck. Then I took one girl outside with me. Her name was Lonnie. She went to junior high with me. I said, why you up in there dancing for cash? I guess a whole lot changed since I
slut shaming.
She said, what would you do if
someone's
at home crying alone on the bed?
What is this podcast anymore?
So is that by?
That's City High. High, of course.
You don't know that song?
No.
You'd love it.
Oh, I used to.
Is it like one of those ironic songs?
No, this is a great song.
I can't tell the difference between that and Black Eyed Peas.
The struggle of City High.
Maybe something's wrong with me. Maybe that's my thing with music, because I can't tell what's good or not.
I'm fucked
up in the head. You're just deaf. You're pretending to.
I think if I just hear it a lot, I think it's good. Or if I like remember it.
Isn't that what we're all
doing?
That's
a really good song, because I remember from a kid.
That's why you love the national anthem. You hear it so much.
It's my favorite.
All right, let's rate this and get the. We got to wrap this up.
1 out of 6.
Yeah?
Done.
You're not going to give any explanation?
Nope. 1 out of 6. This whole episode is based off a fundamental misunderstanding of a conversation at a party. 1 out of 6, and I banish you from our home.
Honestly, I wish more people would do what you did, Martin. Sometimes people will pitch bands that they're like in love with, but then they come on and they defend it, and then people are mad at us because they're like, nobody cares about this band. Nobody hates them. I'd rather us actually talk about a band that people do hate, even if you don't even seem to care.
I give them a 4.
Oh, nice. Which 2 don't you like?
What? It's out of 6 songs.
Yeah.
I would say it was just like a ranking out of 6.
You can only pick one no song. No one can have both
no,
at a play.
No. Please. I like all of them. I like those songs.
All right.
That's good.
You know what? I'm finally taking a stance at the end of this podcast.
I like it.
I like the Black Eyed Peas.
Nice.
Everything after that, Let's Get It Started song.
Nice. Perfect.
I can't stand by that.
Nice.
Okay, so you're giving it a 5 out of 6. Oh, wait, no, you didn't put that on your playlist. My bad. Well, I can't stand here and not downgrade my rating based on that song, even though we talked about it for most of the podcast. You didn't even put it on here.
It doesn't have anything to do with what he chose.
Pump It, I think, sucks.
Thank God.
I got a feeling I used to enjoy from time to time. Woo! At a bar.
Put that on at a packed bar. I mean,
in Brooklyn,
you're
going to
watch
you're
it empty out and get yourself some moving
king.
Around space. Don't funk with my heart. I'm just naming the songs because I don't actually feel good about any of them. It's funny because part of me was like, oh, maybe I'll try to like this. And then hearing the one that Joints and Jam song, I was like, oh, they are capable of making something listenable and they chose to do this.
Yeah.
I am fine with a couple of these. I'm going to give it a 2 out of 6 because it is my year of generosity, of course. No, what is it the year of now? Jell-O pudding?
Banana pudding.
banana pudding.
I will say 2 things I wanted to say. Where's the Love did mean a lot to me when I was 13.
Yeah,
I did think that was
great.
That's
not on the playlist, though, so we don't have to worry about that.
And I also just want everyone to look up the thing we started with was from a compilation called Will I Am Technology Cringe.
Yeah.
And it's all just interview. Will I Am's like wants to be Elon Musk, and it's very funny if you look into it.
Hey, Will I Am, get it together, buddy.
He's a hologram now.
He is a hologram. He was a big part of the DNC and which presidential nominee? That was for Obama.
Why are they so immersed in our political history?
Yeah, it's weird. So I was going to say the president, the candidate before that. It was John Edwards that had that thing. But then Obama, he was a hologram on CNN for seemingly no reason. I think it was just a way for CNN to show off their budget. Because there was no point for him to do that. Their reasoning, I just watched the clip before this, they were like, we decided to make you a hologram because we thought it would be too crazy in Chicago, like, for you to be able to, like, the crowd was too big, and it's like, yeah, the hearing is still the same. anyways, yeah, I'm going to go 2 out of 6. You're going to go full 6 there, Martin?
I'm going to 5 out of 6.
Interesting. All right.
You guys can be
if straight. You have thoughts on the Black Eyed Peas, feel free to send us some tweets at Stand By Your Band on Twitter or standbyyourbandpod@gmail.com for any inquiries. Martin, thanks so much for coming on the show. You're
hey,
a sweet
guys.
Man.
Thanks so much for having me.
Is there anything you'd like to plug there, buddy?
No.
Is you guys' Caroline show monthly?
Yeah, it's June 21st is the next
That's
one.
That's my birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday, man. Oh.
So?
Happy birthday. And for Tommy's birthday, I will be going to go see Hop Along alone.
Oh, I know.
No, I'm going to probably take somebody. yeah, so come see me and Tommy's live show. Is that June 15th?
June 14th.
June 14th at 9:30 p.m. We're going to book that thing real nice. Real nice and good for
you. But most of all, see our live podcast.
Yeah, come to Stand By Your Band Live at Limestone Fest. It's going to be a fucking great time. We've made some big plans for it. 8 comics battling to see who the best guilty pleasure band of Limestone is. People are going to be filling out brackets. It's going to be a good time. Prizes will be given out.
Awkward with our prizes.
yeah, they are awkward. Like watching your mom kiss somebody. Tommy, probably. Check that out. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/standbyyourband. And we actually have koozies coming up for the podcast with our it's a little logo for Stand By Your Band, and it has the quote, is Phil Collins from Los Angeles on it, which is a quote from our show that shows how knowledgeable about music we are when we're not prepared.
And also, you can see me June 21st at Martin's Caroline Show.
Denver, I'll be there.
I was going to ask you. Now I think it's too weird.
Yeah, it's too weird now.
No,
you
can't.
Again. Denver, I'll be at Comedy Works with Nikki Glaser. I think it's the weekend after Limestone, so June 9th and 10th. So come to that, or June 8th and 9th, sorry. Guys, thanks for listening. Keep it crispy. Bye.